This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Item two in the corporate roundup involves an international conglomerate that's perhaps not as widely known as it ought to be. JAB is a holding company run out of Luxembourg by a secretive German family, apparently worth billions of dollars. Food is what it does, a lot of it, and looking for more. Back in January, JAB paid $26 billion for Dr. Pepper Snapple. Now it's added to its roster by grabbing the British sandwich chain Pret-a-Manger, which is French, I know, but the company is British. $2 billion was the price tag there. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank took a look at what the company is doing, and here's a hint. It's about coffee.
You're a JAB customer when you drink your morning coffee from Pete's, when you grab lunch from Panera Bread, even when buying K-cups for your Keurig. Michael Schaefer is with market research firm Euromonitor International.
Anywhere consumers are paying more for a good cup of coffee in any form, JAB seems to be looking to have a piece of that.
JAB has spent about $50 billion in recent years buying up mostly coffee and coffee-adjacent brands like Pret-a-Manger.
I think they're looking 5 to 10 years down the road in a space that is changing pretty rapidly.
All over the world, consumers are paying more for coffee. Rabobank analyst Jim Watson says in trying to become the king of coffee, JAB is looking at beer.
They viewed it the way beer was maybe 20, 30 years ago, which is this very fragmented industry, but one that has great growth outlook.
The beer industry is now quite consolidated, and so Watson says JAB wants to do the same thing with coffee and prepared food. But there's another global coffee brand standing in the way.
JAB, over the last 5 years, has really risen up to be kind of a direct competitor to Nestle.
Nestle is making moves of its own. It bought a majority stake in indie coffee brand Blue Bottle last year. And this month, Nestle grabbed Starbucks' packaged coffee business for more than $7 billion. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.